There are those who say the 3D extravaganza Avatar just might be the action movie of the future. Opening this week, James Cameron's space fantasy is chock full of dazzling special effects. And like his last epic, Titanic, it offers an unlikely love story. Jake, a former U.S. Marine turned Avatar, played by Sam Worthington, falls for a beautiful blue humanoid on the moon Pandora. And for that alien world, the director commissioned an entirely new language. The language that we're hearing was invented by Paul Frommer. He's a linguist and professor at USC Business School, and he joins us here in our West Coast studios. Good morning.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
What did James Cameron say he wanted when you first started out on this project?
Well, he wanted a complete language with a totally consistent sound system, morphology, syntax. He wanted it to sound good. He wanted it to be pleasant. He wanted it to be appealing to the audience.
Would you mind terribly giving us a sample, not in the movie, but just speaking to us?
Well, I could say, for example, Kalt'e ma'arene wilngati kami ngarluf pomsra t'noi ngahu pivenk oefu weru prtelu, which means, hello, Renee, I see you. Are you well? It's a pleasure to be able to chat with you.
And then what would I say back?
You could say, coming at, which is a short form of I see you.
Coming yat.
Nyat.
Coming yat.
Yeah, that's getting close, right.
I gather when the film Avatar was shooting, you were on the set. What was your most important function?
The primary function was to be there for the actors and to help them with pronunciation and to coach them between takes. But every so often, there was a moment of panic when someone would come up to me and say, oh, Paul, we decided that we need to put in this extra line and how do you say such and such. And sometimes I could come up with it on the spot, and sometimes I had to say, give me 5 minutes. Okay, the most memorable example of that was when Jim Cameron and Sam Worthington came up to me and said, we've decided that the character Jake is going to be recounting an incident he had where he was bitten in his big blue butt. So how do you say big blue butt? So I said, give me a minute. So I had big and I had blue, but I didn't quite have butt. So the final word was im. So my big blue butt is waya eana imatau.
The actors then are speaking in another language that has real meaning. It isn't just a fake
language. No, it has real meaning. It has grammar. It has syntax. It has all the things that a real language would have.
Did they master the language itself, or were actors saying what was on the page?
Saying what was on the page. I think at this point I'm pretty much the only one who knows the grammar, and maybe that'll change as time goes on.
So wait, there's no one besides yourself that you can actually converse with in Navi?
Well, so far that's true, yeah.
So far.
Who knows?
Do you know someone who happens to be learning it right now?
Well, I have been pleased to see that there's been some interest out there. I've been getting inquiries as to where can we learn this language. So,
oh, you have already?
The movie isn't even out yet.
So this is a little like Klingon, the language from Star Trek that people have been speaking, actually, for years
exactly.
now.
Klingon is an incredible language. It's a difficult language, and it's really taken on a life of its own. There's a translation of Hamlet into Klingon. So if Navi ever achieved anything close to that, I'd be absolutely delighted.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Linguist Paul Frommer of USC's Marshall School of Business.